Right now, we'll bring in Pat Pagano. Take a look at this forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall and everybody. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I heard the little ding go off in the background. I didn't know if Skype was updating, as usual.
That's right.
There could still be a shower or two scattered about today. There will be partly sunny skies other times, and we'll have highs in the middle 70. The reason why we have a shower or two in the forecast, up there in Syracuse, Rochester, is a second front. And the front will be barreling southeastward, and that could cause a couple of showers. No, it shouldn't be a big deal. I was tempted to put in a little thunder and lightning because that always happens when you least expect it. But we shall see as the day goes on. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Sunny Wednesday in the low 80s. Sunny Thursday, 80. And Friday, sun and some clouds, low 80s. Wednesday through Friday, beautiful days, low humidity, nice warm temperatures. No one will complain. For the weekend, there will be a front approaching on Saturday. So it's going to be hazy and more humid. And showers and thunderstorms will begin to boil up afternoon into the evening and into Father's Day in the morning on Sunday. And then I think in the afternoon it'll turn partly sunny. So the timing should be right for most of the activity to occur, you know, later Saturday into early Sunday. And then at 11:32 Sunday night,
summer
officially arrives.
Hot down summer in the city.
Yeah. That's when it comes in, Sunday night. So Monday will be the first full day of summer.
I could sing the song by the Jamies. Remember that one? Summertime,
yes.
Summertime. Yeah. That was one of my favorite songs back then.
Yeah, they had that. What was the other one? Not Peter and Gordon. I forget who it was that sang Leaves Swaying in the Summer Breeze.
Oh, Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts. Yeah, there's a lot of nice. I mean, See You in September is a summer song, but it gets depressing because we don't want to go ahead to September already.
Summertime and the living is
easy. And how about the Loving Spoonful?
Yep.
Hot Town, Summer in the City.
Yeah, that's what I sang. That's what I opened up with. Hot Town, Summer in the City.
There you go.
Back my neck feeling wet and gritty.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So there are some great summer songs. Lazy Hazy Days of Summer.
Oh, Nat King Cole, one of my favorites.
I
consider Nat King Cole to be the greatest male vocalist that I've ever heard.
And a fabulous tone.
Oh my gosh, what a voice. And he was terrific. I mean, right up there, right up there with Sinatra for stand-up singers and entertainers. I just love everything Nat King Cole did. And then when his daughter teamed up with him to make that duo after he was long gone was really great. So, but yeah, he had those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Yeah, that was a very popular tune, still is. I think a lot of people like that, no doubt about it.
Peter and Gordon, summer song?
I tried yesterday, I have to tell you this, I tried to watch actually two movies. It was difficult because the Mets were playing last evening, so I was answering phone calls most of the afternoon and most of the night watching Radon. As it was, they pulled it off and they won, which is really great. I think there was maybe between 9 and 9:30. There was a thunderstorm that went through there. They got 0.04 of an inch of rain. So it proved good for them. But I watched. Someone told me to watch Blythe Spirit, made in 2020, with what's her name? Is it Judith Dench?
Judy Dench. And Judy Dench.
That, right. It was good. I wasn't so sure that, you know, I thought the concept was good. I said, you know, this could be a movie that we should watch. And then I went back and watched the one in 1945. And that was actually funnier. So I'm thinking, that will take a combination of both, and that may be the movie that we do this summer.
Wow.
Did you ever see it?
No.
It's very funny. You know, writer's first wife dies, and he remarries, and they go to a seance because his writing has failed, and he goes seance to try to call back his first wife to see if she could help him out. And of course, she shows up. She shows up, and that's where the fun begins. I'm not saying any more, but it's a funny movie. You know, you can't beat those. I think, what's his name wrote that? Noel Coward?
Yeah. Noel Coward, yeah.
Right. He wrote that. And you can't beat these old movies. You know, they may be a little bit, what's the word, dated. But they really were done to the hilt. I mean, between sets and
good, costumes. I was going to say, it doesn't matter. Good sets, great acting, and great direction will give you a good movie, and they never run out of... It's like one of my favorite movies of all time. It's a mad world.
Yeah.
It is one of the best comedies. It's long. It has a star-studded cast, but to this day... It remains popular. To this day, that movie remains popular. So, you know, it doesn't, you don't need, and another favorite of mine that goes way back, Forbidden Planet. That was my first favorite science fiction movie, and it was really, Walter Pidgeon starred in that, and it was about the id, your id, and that movie holds up very, so, you know, the age of these movies, that were made years and years ago, when you've got the acting and you've got the script and the sets, doesn't matter. They just don't go out of style.
You're absolutely right. And you know, you just marvel at them and say to yourself, "Wow, you know, all the little things that they cover." And again, you know, they must have spent a fortune back then. Not that they don't today, but today the thing is, a lot of the movies are done, there's so much animation.
Yeah.
You know, and computer generated. Back then, let's face it, they used blue screen or green screen, whatever it was, and you could tell. Otherwise, you know, everything was real. You know, nothing was fake. Everything was real. We did, you know, years ago, we did Arsenic and Old Lace. I don't know if you ever saw our version of Arsenic and Old Lace,
yeah.
But that came out real well. And that was a great movie. I don't know if you ever saw that.
I saw the original and I saw yours.
Right. Oh, you did see mine. Okay.
Yeah, my grandmother used to love the original.
Yeah.
And I used to watch it with my grandmother.
Yeah, the original was really phenomenal. Phenomenal. But they're great. Every once in a while, you know, catch an old movie. It just brings you back and it was nice. But anyhow, so I saw bits and pieces of it. I couldn't see the whole thing because I was busy working. I saw bits and pieces of it, so we'll see. Maybe, you know, when I have a quiet time, which, Marshall, you just noted, right. Pat's going to be quiet for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So for those 3 days, you know, maybe I'll have a little time to watch it, you know, totally.
And on Netflix, the Kominsky Effect wrapped up their final season with I'm not going to give away anything, but it's a great ending season. They had three great seasons. Eight shows, and six shows. And it was just so well done. I'm not going to give anything away. So if you folks have ever watched the Kominsky Method, don't miss the final season.
Yeah, it's excellent. It really is excellent.
Yeah. It's well done. They have the perfect length. The acting is superb. It's funny. I will tell you in this last series, they have some very big name stars that come in and do cameos. So that's when you know that you've been successful as a TV show, when you can bring in the big
stars. Big guns, yeah.
And they show up for cameos, and they're not always appealing cameos. They're made fun of and stuff like that. So. Morgan Freeman is in this as well, one of these episodes. So, but anyways, that's our look at the weather and movie reviews. I tell you, I mean, well, with the weather like this, it's just easy to follow.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to talk about any of the lousy weather down south or anything like that, because that's not going to affect us. So we talk about the weather that will, and that It is coming, and it's going to be beautiful Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And the weekend, yeah, it's up in the air.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going to be, you know, it's certainly not going to be a stellar weekend, that's for sure.
All right. Well, one final thing, Pat. I went in to see one of my clients yesterday at Northeast Ford, and 3 hours later, I walked out with a new car.
With a new car. It took 3 hours to do that, huh?
Well, they convinced me, and I love the car. And they said, you want to take it home today? So I said, why not?
Good for you. Well, good luck. Stupid. Congratulations on that.
I think this is why I've been married 3 or 4 times, because I do things on the spur of the moment.
In the moment, yeah.
Had no idea I was going to get a new car yesterday. None. But I did. Oh, well. Well, Pat, new car in hand, weather forecast in hand. I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
That sounds real good. You have a nice day, Marshall.
You too, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.